all weekend long throwbacks on Q105. This is the morning after, Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. Good morning. 9:37, Eric Demetrius, Sober Ashley, and our friend Demarius is here. We'll come to the Snapchat update in just a second. Man, this has been like a hardcore discussion of parenting and children. Ashley just mentioned how they're expensive. We hadn't even gotten to that. I'm guessing the only precaution you take so that Kara doesn't get pregnant again is just not having sex. Because what would happen if she was pregnant again?
What? I haven't. What do you mean?
Then like, we would Cohen, have. Cohen's a handful.
Yes,
you would
he
have
is.
Two handfuls.
No, that will never happen again. I will just tell you, and that's thanks to the nurse with the big hands during labor.
What does that mean?
Because like she went to go check my wife, you know, her dilation, and she must have had the hands of a linebacker because Kara like screamed. She was like she shoved her like hand, and it was not pleasant.
So Kara is not up for another kid.
No.
Mistakes happen.
Mistakes. Yes. Okay, they do. And you're asking me what I would do?
Yeah.
If such a thing like that were to happen?
Yeah, if another copay came out of her.
Oh.
It would happen.
I know, it would happen. And you know what? Like, I'm right at that point where I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I'm right there. I mean, I was really close with Connor. Like, it was like 11. I was like, oh, man, that's like 7 more years. It's like manslaughter. You know, now...
Signed it's on like, for
it's,
another.
Yeah, it's 16 more years away.
We've had a long discussion here. I don't want that to stop. Sorry. We've had a long discussion here about parenting and kids, and I asked Ashley off the air because of how awful this sounds, watching them, training them, parenting them, bringing them up, making sure they don't die. If I snapped my fingers and your two kids went away, you said you'd be mortified.
I'd be mortified.
Yeah, but you'd know exactly what you were going to name the other two.
No, I can't have any more.
And Vide.
I'm done. I'm, like, cut off.
But still, I think after, like, if I snapped my fingers and they went away, I think you'd be in grief, but then 2 weeks later, you'd be like, damn, I get to go out all the time whenever I want.
I would not ever be that person. I would, like, throw myself down a flight of stairs, honestly. Like,
no, that's what they might have to do.
Don't do that. Don't throw yourself down a flight of stairs. That gives you time to think.
Stop like, that's it. Like, no, but it would, like, I would be a mess. Like,
depending on how far those steps were.
No, I would be a mess. Like, I don't even like thinking about it. It makes me like, ugh. Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like this is a lot of work for someone half your age or whatever to change your diaper when you're old.
It's not about that.
What's it about?
It's really about, I can't believe the government and society has trusted me to raise another individual to live amongst them.
I want to trace our DNA back several hundred thousand years whenever we were around. And I want to know, I know that there's like the Bible part and Adam and Eve, and this is the punishment, and it certainly sounds like it. Why we feel the need to procreate. And I can't think of anything other than someone's got to take care of us when we're old.
You want the biological reason?
Yeah, like why do we have children? Why? Because I haven't heard anything good.
We have an innate need to procreate.
Why?
It's driven in our DNA.
Why?
Also, and that is why... Like, they've made this whole thing feel so good. It is because the act of intercourse is like, oh, my God. The feelings after during and afterwards, oh, absolutely great. But then out comes, you know, the destroyer of lives. But you still fall in love with that sensation, and you're willing to run that risk again.
Well, and it feels like watching certain things happen and your kids like either making right choices and treating people like the way that you hope that you raise them to treat them, or you know, doing well at whatever things they do well. You know, right now it's like making sure the pee gets in the toilet, like things like that make you proud, and that's a like good moment.
That's a
and
sad
at some
thing.
Point
that is really
is
you know
sad.
When you talk about it like that, Ashley, it makes me feel
See?
Sad when you're like this. Oh my God. The you know what makes me feel good is praising him for pooping in the toilet, and you're like, that's my life.
See, I'm trying.
That's
exactly.
It's part of like.
That's
the
what I'm rooting
process.
For. If poop had a team, I'd be team poop.
See, I'm trying to get to that innate thing that said I need to procreate because other. I mean, you can find something to supplement or augment your lack of wow. He didn't pee on the toilet seat this time to give you some satisfaction
that's my wife.
In life. D, I said we talked off the air. When it comes to Kara making plans, can you walk me through the mental process of what she goes through?
Okay. You want the mental?
Go.
All right. Here it is. This is all right. This is you talking to my wife about going to a future event. All right. Hey, would you like to go to Imagination Station on Thursday? My wife goes, Thursday. Then she goes, Thursday. Oh, well, let's see. I'm probably going to have to take a shower. That means he's going to have to get ready, which means I'm going to have to put a diaper on him, and I'm going to have to change him out of something that's not pajamas. Now, that's going to be a pain because he's going to run, and I don't feel like running on Thursday. But then I'm going to have to get him all bound up because it's probably going to be cold. That means he's needing a jacket and a hat and a scarf. Now, that's going to be big and bulky. Then I got to get the car warmed up. So that means I got to go out, start the car, come back into the house, wait with him until the car gets warm enough, then put him in the car and then struggle with him in a car seat, get him all clamped in, and then drive downtown to Imagination Station. Now, traffic's probably going to suck. So that means he's going to be yelling and bitching and screaming for his bink, and I don't know if I'm going to be ready to deal with that. And it also means I'm going to have to play that Mickey Mouse Clubhouse CD that I have in the car that I don't even get to listen to regular music. I like hip-hop. Did anybody ever tell you I like
time
hip-hop?
Out what happens if, let's say, Kara just wanted to go downtown to get something to eat? How much of that gets cut out?
First of all, Kara never wants to go downtown just to go
let's
get
say Kara wants to go get some lunch somewhere.
That never would not what when why That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Where she'll go like this. You know what? All the things that I really hate about going out, I'll just totally suspend because I really want to go have lunch. No, she hates those things, and it overrides her desires to do stuff.
Maybe it's just her.
No, it is not just her.
No, I mean like her unwilling. Look, I don't want to get out of sweatpants either. But all the stuff with the kid, that sounds awful.
It's very tenuous. It's very difficult. There are a bunch of steps that you have to go through when you have a 2.5-year-old to get even close to being ready to leave the house.
And the
his pillow. Like, it's crazy. The things that if you forget one of them will send him into a downward spiral of misery and screaming.
And the payoff, Ashley, is, wow, he treated that other little boy really nicely. Oh, God.
But you get to watch them, like they get to experience that stuff. You get to see them being, like, happy. Like, that makes you happy.
Well,
you can't say watching him, like, play and be, like, super happy and, like, thanks, Dad, for taking
me
here.
Can I tell you what makes me happy? And this will probably make people angry. But when I tell him not to do something and then he continues to do it and then he falls down the steps, that's what makes me happy. Not when I don't want him hurt.
Everyone finds
him, like, I go like this, you're going to hurt yourself. And he's like, he'll look at me and go, huh. And, you know, yeah, and man. I'm like, all right, I told you, you're going to hurt yourself. And then, and then he'll look at me and I'll go, ha!
Those are the happy moments we get to laugh at. Still happy moments. See? Happy moments happen all the time.
Nope. Remember, this is how Eric finishes sex, in the other room.
So I don't think that's the truth anymore.
So we don't have kids. Demarius, can I have the tweet length review of the Snapchat update?
Okay, let me put it up.
Way to be prepared.
Oh,
is this how they teach you things over at the UT radio station?
Yes.
What is that, 62.4 FM?
88.3 WXUT.
Stop.
All right, so I'm clicking on the stories, and they seem to be regular.
Is it garbage?
No, it actually looks pretty nice.
You know what?
It's an age thing.
They're trying to weed
you guys
out.
Is it the stories? They probably are.
Uh-huh. And it's like the messages. Like, I'd send more messages than I do, like, to my girlfriends, like, ha, bah, blah.
So, Demarius, is this like Snapchat?
They're trying to drive you back to Twitter.
I don't even do that.
Get the old people off, keep them on Facebook?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
That's what it is.
Just get it back to D&T pics, and I'm down with Snapchat, because we need something for that.
But I like the filters. They're funny. And telling a funny story makes it that much better with big duck lips.
If you're a male over 30 and using Snapchat filters, go run into traffic.
Or straight into a police station because you're up to no good.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have enough time for another segment, but you can always get past segments, podcast, Q1055.com. It's the morning after on Q105.
The 2018 Toledo Golf.